Illinois GOP calls for federal intervention as tensions mount over the state's trans athlete rules. By Warner Todd Houston on May 21, 2025. Illinois Republicans are appealing to the Trump administration for help as the fight between parents who oppose transgender athletes in their schools and state officials who are forcing the issue continues to grow. Parents have been up in arms in the far southern Chicago suburb of Naperville, where city school administrators forced girls to compete against transgender players. The situation boiled over this month when a transgender student won a middle school girls' track meet at Jefferson Middle School in Naperville. Since the event, parents have been pressuring the school board to change its permissive transgender policies. But the effort is likely a forlorn hope since the state's education authorities and Democrat-controlled government have come out as fully supportive of transgenderism. Now, members of the state Republican Party are asking the Trump administration to chime in on the state's transgender policies that stand in contravention to the Title IX rules that disallow males who identify as transgender women to play in girls' sports, Fox News reported. State Republican Representative Mary Miller has written to Trump Attorney General Pam Bondi and Education Secretary Linda McMahon asking them to intervene. "The Illinois governor has made our beautiful state unfair and unsafe for women and girls by allowing men to compete in their sports and to use their showers and locker rooms. It is my strong opinion that any school district that allows these actions to continue should have its federal funds reviewed immediately for revocation," Miller said in her letter. "Ultimately, it is my understanding that violations of Title IX may have taken place at this track and field meet, and I write to bring this grave incident to your attention." Illinois GOP State Representative Blaine Willhauer is also asking the Trump administration to help Illinois parents. "President Trump should freeze every penny of federal dollars until these schools come to their senses and do right by these kids," Willhauer said. "Either you believe in fairness, biological reality, and common sense, or you don't. This is not fair competition, and Naperville 203 is engaged in what I consider abusive and illegal practices in violation of Title IX. Wake up, people, these are junior high kids being exploited and used as political pawns, and it's disgusting." The federal government has launched one probe into a Title IX violation at the Deerfield Public Schools, District 109. Illinois parent Nicole Georgis filed a complaint with the Justice Department against the state. "The tides are going to turn after this. We as the parents have had enough," Georgis told Fox News. "We are at the forefront, we are in the crosshairs, and we need help. We need help right now. In our state, nothing has changed from March, and it's getting worse." She added, "They're using these kids to just almost test President Trump because they know they're not doing anything. They've forgotten about Illinois. They've forgotten about us." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.